History in 5 Songs with host Martin Popoff. A production of Pantheon Podcasts. Let's rock out with Martin.
Hello, once again, welcome back to another episode of History in 5 Songs with Martin Popoff, brought to you by the good people at Pantheon Podcasts. I'm an original member, pretty much, right, of this Pantheon Podcast Network group. We're available on Spotify, iTunes, and over 40 other podcast platforms. All right. This episode, I want to put in a big thanks to William Walker. He's come up with a lot of examples for this and some cool contours about why and how this sort of stuff exists. But yeah, for this episode, he's done some nice research. Mick Phelan as well, although, you know, he's done some research on a couple other ideas I have for coming up a little later. But yes, a lot of William Walker examples in here. So thanks again. So this is episode 246. I'm calling this Covers on Debuts. So this is cover songs on debuts. Chatting with someone the other day who had mentioned, and it just stuck in my head, this idea of debut albums often have a lot of covers on them, and why. And you know, we'll kind of get around to that maybe elliptically here, but more this is about how and the different categories as usual that we do here on History in 5 Songs. So yeah, let's take a listen to our first selection here, and we shall discuss this category. This is 38 Special with Around and Around.
Although it sounds so sweet, I had to take me a chance. I rose out of my seat, I just had to dance. I started moving my feet, yeah, clapping my hands.
All right, so the Chuck Berry song here. So the category here is, you know, essentially we definitely get a lot of... So this category actually has a lot of early stuff, the tradition of covers on albums. So there's a bit of that here. But also there's a strong sort of blues and early rock and roll vibe thing. So I think what happens is you get a lot of bands that... that want to show that they understand the roots of where they came from. They want to show that, importantly perhaps, that they are part of this this ever-flowing river of rock and roll, and they're paying respect, you know, to the early innovators in this thing. So here we have a Southern rock band covering... Chuck Berry, and you know, essentially Southern rock goes with it anyways, because Southern rock is a very traditional sort of music. But this is a typically, you know, 38 Special, pretty cleaned up version, you know, well recorded, well behaved, polite version of an old tune. Some other examples here, got a lot of them here. Jefferson Airplane, Tobacco Road, Cream, Spoonful, Amboy Dukes, the self-titled from 67, covers Baby Please Don't Go, I Feel Free by Cream, It's Not True from My Generation, The Who, Let's Go Get Stoned. Blue Cheers debut, of course, is a lot of cover material there. You've got Summertime Blues, Rock Me Baby, Parchment Farm. So again, you're seeing some of these songs as I go through this list. You're going to see a lot that recur. So there's the whole idea that... with a lot of these bands, so some of these bands that you're going to hear in this list are in the British blues boom, and they're paying tribute to the originators. And some of them are almost like post-British blues boom, and they're paying tribute to the songs and the bands already covered by the British blues boom bands. So yeah, there's a big sort of tradition in this whole thing, welling up to the start of heavy metal, you know, late 60s, early 70s, of a lot of blues covers. You know, this goes to the jam ethic as well. You know, when some of these bands would play these songs live, they would really stretch out on them. Let's see, we've got UFO in the early days, the Mick Bolton era. So their debut had Come On Everybody and Who Do You Love. So we've got an Eddie Cochran and a kind of Bo Diddley thing going here. So they're trying to say we're part of the British blues boom on their debut. That's one of their statements. Plus they do Come Away Melinda, which Uriah Heep does too. Kind of a weird one. The Doors, you got Backdoor Man on the debut. Steppenwolf, Hoochie Coochie Man. The Pusher by Hoyt Axton. Sookie Sookie by Don Covey. Jeff Beck... You Shook Me and I Ain't Superstitious, Fleetwood Mac, You Got Hellhound on My Trail, Robert Johnson, Shake Your Money Maker, Elmore James, No Place to Go, Got to Move, Free, The Hunter, Robin Trar, Rock Me Baby, The Who, I Don't Mind, James Brown, Please, 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 James Brown, I'm a Man, Bo Diddley. So The Who is in this this tradition of almost, you know, a lot of covers in terms of, and some of these categories, you're going to hear a little bit more about this later, but because interestingly enough, these guys fit in this later category that I'm going to talk about as well, but this idea of wanting to turn people on to this music that they know. But again, this category here really is paying homage to the originals, right? We got Creedence Clearwater Revival, self-titles, God, I Put a Spell on You, Screamin' Jay Hawkins, and 99 and a Half. It's got Susie Q. They had a bit of a hit with that. Foghat has a rocked-up version of I Just Want to Make Love to You and Maybelline. James Gang, A Lost Woman from Jeff Beck is on your album, 1969. Rolling Stones. So Rolling Stones debut, 11 covers out of 12 songs on their debut. So they're just playing jukebox. They want to turn us on to this blues stuff, but they want to be the new band doing it. Their sort of ethic was almost like, we're going to bring you this music, and to bring you this music and to play DJ, which is sort of a later category, you know, we're going to re-record this music sort of thing. Interestingly enough, the Beatles, no covers on their debut. Kind of cool. Cactus, Parchment Farm, Mose Allison, You Can't Judge a Book by the Cover, Willie Dixon, and yeah, that's it for our first category. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Hello, Pantheon Podcast listeners. Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has three pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house, and my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out, because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with two devices at once. New quick charge function, three customizable sound styles plus awareness mode, available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So, what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
Hey folks, Stefan Shirazi and Renee Richardson here from the Metallica Report.
And we are proud members of the Pantheon podcast family, where the best of music and podcasts unite.
We've got something pretty cool for you. We're giving away an exclusive Metallica merch package worth over $250.
That's a whole lot of Scary Guys, Skulls, M72, and other sought-after Metallica swag. And we've made it easy for you to win. Follow and share the Metallica Report, and you're in the game. Go to pantheonpodcast.com/Metallica, enter your email, and hit that button to be entered to win.
And just like that, you're eligible for our monthly exclusive Metallica merch package.
And guess what, rockers? You can enter every month, so just do it. And while we love our global brothers and sisters, the lawyers won't let us ship outside the U.S.
All right, back again here on History in 5 Songs with Martin Popoff, episode 246, covers on debut. Take a listen to our second selection here, and we shall discuss. This is Wenger with Purple Haze. All right. So the category here is, I've got a couple different categories going here, and these are going to bleed into each other as we move along. But I think unfurling from all this, you're going to get all the reasons bands would put covers on their debut. One we haven't discussed about yet is this idea of, you know, bands lead up to their debut album by being a cover band and having a lot of originals as well. But some of these covers along the way are things that are proven live favorites in the band's set. So they bring it forward saying, hey, we're kind of famous for this song already. You know, in our limited bubble of fame leading up to us being big enough to get a record deal, this is actually one of our most famous songs. It's a proven song. We maybe want to continue playing it live for a little bit. So you get that going on as well. And yeah, some other motivations as well. But this category here is, as you can tell by that, that was definitely something, wasn't it? That cover of Purple Haze. So the category here, or part of the category, is the idea of we have an interesting new way to interpret this song, and we want to show you our creativity on our debut album. Showing you that we can take an old standard and do something completely different with it. So that's what you get with this. I've always felt that way about that strange version of Day Tripper on Whitesnake's debut Trouble. Famously Devo with I Can't Get No Satisfaction. Flying Lizards, right? Money, That's What I Want, and they even got Summertime Blues on there. And even Anvil with Paint It Black. You know, the idea here is that this crosses over a little bit into a bit of a different category as well, but the idea that they are recognizing that this is kind of like a gothic heavy metal song. Hey, we can do a heavy version of this sort of thing, right? And then other ones here is similar to this category of we have an interesting way to interpret this song and we want to show it to you is we have. We feel like we, one of our core concepts is interpreting other people's music. And that famously happens with Vanilla Fudge, with the likes of, you know, Ticket to Ride, People Get Ready, She's Not There, Bang Bang, You Keep Me Hanging On was their big famous hit, Eleanor Rigby. So they are an extreme example of this. They're an extreme example of a band that wants to show you new ways to interpret this, you know, with a heavy Hammond sound and just heavy and the big drums and stuff. Led Zeppelin kind of fits this category, right? With You Shook Me and I Can't Quit You Baby on the self-titled debut. So this is them, this is them crossing into that, obviously that first category as well, but I think they're showing you we can be more exciting with these blues songs. So there is a little added bit of something there, some oomph. Deep Purple with Hush and Help and Hey Joe is very similar to the Vanilla Fudge one. They're essentially the English version of Vanilla Fudge. And then there's more of like a jukebox category where... again, the idea here is this is our debut and we're going to be doing this a lot with, you know, some of these bands are like this. But the idea that generally covering is what we do. Covering is a big thing we do. So Three Dog Night, definitely this way. This started right out that like that. Sweet. You know, on Funny How Sweet Coco Can Be, their weird kind of debut. It's not really, it's one of these that feels like it's not their debut, but it is. But Reflections is on there, Horrible. Daydream is on there. The Trogs, Wild Thing, Louie Louie, Evil, Jaguar and Thunderbird. So this is all from Nowhere, July 1966. So again, they're doing the sort of half jukebox thing. And this is a 60s thing too. These bands realized, like, you know, we can just go out and do this. These are recognized songs. We might get a hit with it. That's actually a category coming up. So our category here has been a combination of two things. We have an interesting way we want to present this old standard, and you might find it amusing. And this is our business as usual thing. We will be doing lots of covers. That's kind of what we do. All right, let's take a listen to our third song here. This is Kiss with Kissin' Time. OK, Okay, so the category here is goes with our concept. So this is a cover that of a not particularly famous song. You know, Kiss isn't known to do a lot of covers, but what they do on here, so Kiss in Time is practically the title track of Kiss Kiss in a way, right? You know, it goes Cosmetic Time, Kiss in Time. So it all kind of ties in with the Kiss concept. And then they also do, go back to category two, they also do a rocked up heavy BTO Slade sort of version of this thing, a heavy metal version of this song. You know, when this happened, we just thought this was a good heavy Kiss song. It didn't bother us that it was a cover. Crazy World of Arthur Brown, I Put a Spell on You. So I Put a Spell on You is so much of the Arthur Brown shtick and ethic, you know, with the hat that shoots fire. And, you know, so he's got this crazy nightmarish sort of thing. So it goes with the Screaming Jay Hawkins. So it all kind of fits. Mr. Big, 30 Days in the Hole, right? So you go back to, you know, Free, Mr. Big kind of thing, right? Humble Pie. So this is kind of, it all sort of makes sense in there, right? New York Dolls, Pills, Bo Diddley. You know, this is a Bo Diddley song, but Pills really fits with the concept. Here's an interesting one. Aerosmith covers Walkin' the Dog by Rufus Thomas on their debut album. And the Stones also covered that on their debut, and Aerosmith is, you know, America's Rolling Stones, right? And also what Aerosmith does here is they realize it has a bit of a guitar riff to it, so it just slides in with their originals and fits in there. I'm not even too sure as kids at 10 years, I remember getting this as a new release, as at 10 years old, even knowing that it was a cover, but because it fits so well in there. you know, and similar is The Damned with I Feel All Right on their Damn Damn Damned debut. It's a Stooges song, but it kind of does fit in with the concept, right? The idea that that was the old punk rock, this is the new punk rock. Eater on the album, another punk rock band, they covered I'm 18, but it's called I'm 15 because their shtick was we were young kids, right? So they're 15-year-old kids doing this punk album. And they also cover Sweet Jane on there and Queen Bitch. That doesn't fit the concept thing as much, but it's them paying homage to, you know, kind of the outlaws of just a slightly earlier generation in David Bowie and Lou Reed, right? Molly Hatchet, Dreams I'll Never See, which is kind of a weird rocked up redo of Dreams. But it's via the Buddy Miles reworking of the song from Them Changes 1970. But again, this fits the concept of Molly Hatchet. Their statement on their debut is saying, we are the new Allman Brothers, right? We're the new Southern rock band. Kind of thing. So they're drawing a line back to a legend there. All right, let's go on to our fourth selection here. Take a listen to this. This is Great White with Substitute.
You think my jeans are made of leather, but I'm a substitute for another guy. I look pretty tall, but my heels are high. Simple things you see, they're all complicated. Look pretty young, but I'm
okay, so the category here is let's try get a hit with a vastly improved version, or let's just try get a hit with a cover. Possibly some of these things are the label's idea, but in most cases the band thinks it's a good idea. So this is one of the big motivations of all of these, or the contours of why you see a lot of covers on debut albums. So the idea here is that people aren't familiar with your band. Let's do kind of a novelty thing. We might get a hit with a cover. It famously worked with Great White. You know, they did a lot. They got a lot of hits and a lot of press by doing covers moving forward. But Substitute is their great heavy cover of the old Who song. Sex Pistols even covered it, but it's not on the debut album, right? The debut album by the Sex Pistols has no covers on it, right? But they did a lot of covers. But yeah, they covered this as well. Black Sabbath, Evil Woman, Don't You Play Those Games With Me, blah, 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 is a cover. It's only on one version, I guess the English version, right, of Black Sabbath. Black Sabbath, We Got Wicked World instead. But this was a cover of the band Crow, so it's an obscure cover. And as far as I remember, the story goes, it's like this was in our publishing wheelhouse at Decca, Olav Viper, and all that stuff, right? So I remember from my interviews with him. But the idea here is that, we don't have to pay anything extra for this song. Why don't we try a cover? Also, no one knows you. You may have a hit with it. It was a shorter, more direct song. And, you know, the interesting thing about that song is it really fits the Black Sabbath sound anyways, right? So it kind of sounds like a Black Sabbath song. Montrose, Good Rockin' Tonight, kind of an interesting one. So, you know, this is on an album of all very modern heavy metal originals on that, you know, legendary Montrose 1973 self-titled album, but they do this this rocked up version, you know, supercharged, great guitar sound, Ted Templeman production. But you could tell it was the one song we did not like as kids on this album because we knew it was a 50s song. But it sounds like something that's going to get you some press. People are going to mention it in the reviews. You know, it'll get played. It'll be you play it live as a band no one's ever heard of, and people are going to, you know, recognize the song kind of thing, right? Van Halen, You Really Got Me, follows on right from that, right? Because we got the Montrose and we did a whole episode on this, right? Comparing these two albums in like 15 different ways. But here's another way. So Van Halen covers this. They do a greatly improved, rocked up version. So it shows the talent of this band, right? And they get, you know, it gets on the radio. It gets played a lot. So it really helps send that album platinum very quickly, and then diamond, right? And it's also got Ice Cream Man on it, right? Which shows their sort of amusing cover, but again, a tie back to old rock and roll. Even if you don't know the song, you're going to recognize those blues structures. And as a fan who's unfamiliar with the band, you're going to sort of figure it out quickly. A very extreme example of this is Ram Jam with Black Betty. So that's a very greatly reworked and excellent fiery cover. It's a huge cult classic. It's the only reason anybody remembers Ram Jam, although Go Here are a complete episode on Ram Jam because it's a crazy story, their story. But this is almost a band situation assembled by Kazanet's Cats around this song. And it worked. I mean, this song did really well, and it helped the sales of the album, etc. But this is really clumping everything around a cover. It's really, like I say, the only reason people really know Ram Jam. Praying Mantis, All Day and All the Night. Again, a great William Walker example recommended here. He also pointed out Zebra, Slow Down. So with Praying Mantis, you've got a new wave of British heavy metal band, but this seems like a cynical move, right? It's going all the way back to the 60s for a new wave of British heavy metal band. Doesn't really fit, but they are kind of teaching you the roots of early heavy metal. They're saying, hey, this is where this came from, right? It's the one that goes with You Really Got Me, right? Zebra, Slow Down kind of fits in here as just kind of like a goofy novelty. They're kind of a novelty-ish band anyways with that falsetto, but this sounds like something that, hey, you know, we might have an oddball hit with this old kind of goofy 50s song, right? Wrathchild, All Right With The Boys. Keel, Let's Spend The Night Together. So you get some Stones in there. This is William suggested these ones as well. Thank you very much. Lee Aaron with I Just Want To Make Love To You. So the old Foghat via, right? But it's a good heavy song. But she's almost covering Foghat by putting this on here, right? Anthrax, I'm 18. Back to this one again. So here again, we've got this album of kind of up-tempo speed metal, traditional metal. They're not quite a thrash band yet on the debut album, but they do this really well-recorded, good version of I'm 18. It's pretty heavy metal, right? Well, way heavy metal than the debut, of course. But it, you know, again, you can feel a little bit of the cynicism of this being a novelty thing. It's like maybe we'll have an oddball hit with it. The Runaways cover Rock and Roll by Lou Reed. Dennis DeYoung covers Fire on you know, Jimi Hendrix's Fire on his debut. Pretty bizarre, right? On Desert Moon, I think it's called, right? All right, let's move on to our fifth selection here. Take a listen to this. This is Cheap Trick with Speak Now or Forever Hold Your Peace. Oh, love this song. Great song. Again, even in 77 at 14 years old, I just thought this was an original. Although I kind of starting to read the credits there, but it sounds like a great song that fits on that amazing Who-like explosive debut Cheap Trick album. But the category here is a little bit of covering songs, being a smarty pants, showing that you are a band of musicologists, songs that people won't even know it's a cover, or if they've cotton on that it is a cover, they likely don't know the song, so they're not sick of it. You know, in this department, we've got Girl School covering Race with the Devil by Gunn. We know Priest covered that as well, right? Let's see, Tesla, Little Susie, a PhD cover. Led Zeppelin, Babe, I'm Gonna Leave You. So back to the first Led Zeppelin album. We got the two that does those different things with showing their blues pedigree, but this is one that shows their folk pedigree, but it's such an obscure thing that they're showing that we are musicologists that know a lot about our old folk traditions as well, right? Annie Braden, right? Hammerfall, Child of the Damned by Warlord and Ravenlord by Stormwitch on their debut, on Hammerfall's debut album. So they, again, are showing you that they have pedigree in obscure metal. They want to play DJ, so to speak. That's kind of a, we're going to go on with more in this department that says that. They want to show you obscure metal. They want to show you how much they love obscure metal. Gamma, I'm Alive is a weird one. Back to Your Eye, Come Away, Melinda, this time with Your Eye Heap. Rainbow, Black Sheep of the Family is a perfect example of this. Picking this obscure Quatermass song that doesn't even sound like, you know, classic epic Rainbow, but they covered it on the debut. Still I'm Sad, they covered two things on the debut, right? So they did the Yardbird Still I'm Sad as well. Blackfoot, Railroad Man, let's see, Nazareth, Morning Dew. You know, Nazareth's one that almost feels like it goes in that category of we're a bit of a jukebox. This is almost a category of they're showing you right on their debut album something that's going to carry forward, because they always had this ethic that we don't care who writes the songs. We don't have an ego about who writes the songs. We just want to show you good songs. So again, this is showing you good songs. More along that line that gets a little more obscure, kind of a semi-category here in the same category, which is this humorous, unexpected, ironic choice of song to cover. So think of Ugly Kid Joe with Cats in the Cradle. Think of Grave Digger with 2,000 Light Years from Home. They're showing you a way heavier version of this Stone song, so they're trying to be amusing with it. Angra, you know, the great Brazilian power metal band covering Wuthering Heights, Kate Bush. Nirvana doing Love Buzz, Shocking Blue cover. So this is Kurt showing you that he's a musicologist and knows this obscure stuff, and he wants to bring forward this obscure song for you to hear. Same with the Diodes doing Red Rubber Ball, which is by The Circle. That's the great Toronto punk band. The Bullet Boys doing For the Love of Money. That's a little bit cynical, trying to get a hit with a novelty hit, I think, there as well. More in this department, but playing DJ. You know, subtly different here where you're not being super obscure, but you just want to turn people on to an old band that you like. They may be a semi-famous band. But you think of Raven doing the Hellraiser action sort of medley cover on their debut, Rock Till You Drop. You've got Black and Blue covering Action as well by Sweet. I almost picked that to play because it's such a great version, like a big corporate heavy rockin' version of Action. Very cool. William points out Avenger covering Matriarch from Montrose. That's really cool. From Warner Brothers Presents, 1975. John Norum back in the Streets. Metal Church covering Highway Star. We've talked about how that's not a great cover. Pretty Maid, Little Darling. Overkill covers Sonic Reducers by the Dead Boys. So here, they are playing DJ. They're trying to teach you about punk. They're trying to teach you that we have some punk pedigree, so we're cool, right? We're not just metal people. We're going to give you something a little non-obvious. But they're also saying, by the way, notice how this old punk song fits in with a metal band, with a thrash band. So they're saying a bunch of different things by putting that on there. Gamma Ray covering Look at Yourself. So they're picking this epic old Your Eye Heap song. So they're trying to tie you back with the past, right? Similarly, Primal Fear covering Speed King is kind of the same thing. Here's a funny one. Remember that band Suck, Time to Suck from South Africa, 1971. This is this obscure, big, expensive old heavy metal album. But they cover Into the Fire from just the year previous, Deep Purple. They cover 21st Century Schizoid Man on there. Aimless Lady and Sin's a Good Brother by Grand Funk. They cover Season of the Witch on there. I'll Be Creeping Free, The Whip Elegy. So the whole thing, the whole idea here, it's an album of covers, but it's pretty funny that you've got Into the Fire on there. You know, yes, covering Every Little Thing, The Beatles, and I See You, McGinn, Crosby, right? And not issued as a single, so it's kind of interesting where, you know, this is, and William points this out too, which is kind of neat. Prog bands, you know, generally don't want to do a lot of covers because they, you know, they pride themselves on being songwriters, we're creative, we're going out here, we're virtuosos, we're classical composers kind of thing. But it's funny that Yes has these couple of covers on here, and it's not like they're pushing any of them as a single. So, you know, kudos to them for that kind of thing, right? You know, some honorable mention, almost like as a category that I wanted to do as a category, that I feel like this is a subcategory, this idea of proven live bars in our set / sounds like it would go over live / good party songs, right? So we mentioned Van Halen, Ice Cream Man, it fits there. AC/DC's High Voltage, the Australian version of High Voltage, covers Baby Please Don't Go. We know Ted Nugent covered that as well, and we talked about it earlier. What did we talk about that? Oh yeah, Amboy Dukes, right? So Ted covers it there, and he even puts it on Double Live Gonzo. You think of Motorhead, Train Kept a Rollin', being on the Motorhead debut. Now, we know that album was recorded almost just like as an overnight, you know, speed freak exercise. We didn't even know we were going to record an album, so they went crazy and did an album. So this could be a situation. Now, you don't hear this with debut albums very much, but because, you know, you have your whole life to come up with your debut album, and, you know, as the saying goes, you got 6 months for your second album, right? So the whole idea with debuts is, generally speaking, you're not short of material. But I have a feeling with this Motorhead situation, they're kind of short of material, and they put this on here. But we do know they had other things as well. So, and they had been going since 75. But yeah, the idea of putting this on here, it's just kind of a proven heavy classic. I'm sure they were cognizant that, you know, Aerosmith did a good job with Train Kept a Rollin' by the Yardbirds as well. And another one that fits this category a little bit, but it's a weird one because their debut album is a live album. MC5, Kick Out the Jams, had Ramblin' Rose on it, Motor City is Burning, and I Want You Right Now. So here they are, you know, basically playing songs in their live set that are covers. You know, and just a few others here that I didn't do a big check on, that, you know, William mentioned a few here that I didn't go through these and check these for, you know, accuracy if they're on here as debuts, but I'm sure they're all correct. But Pretty Things, Oh Baby Doll, A Spooky Tooth, Too Much of Nothing, The Moody Blues. The other reason I didn't check all these is I don't know these songs well, and I didn't put them into categories, but I'm just rattling off a few things he's got here for food for thought. The Moody Blues, I'll Go Crazy, Bye Bye Blurred Man, For Man's Earth Band, Please Mrs. Henry, Savoy Brown, Oh Pretty Woman, It's My Own Fault, Chicken Shack, The Letter, King of the World. You could tell a lot of these are going to fit into that category as well, of we're going back and tying us to the blues tradition. You know, when these bands tie themselves to that blues tradition, they're all also trying to say, hey, we're serious, we're grown-ups here, we know our stuff, and like I say, we are part of this whole thing going forward, right? So yeah, there's a bunch of them there. I wanted to mention as well, you know, kudos to these bands here. I went through a bunch of bands just to check. I knew a lot of these anyways, but here's a list of bands that have no covers on their debut albums. Alice Cooper, Angel Witch, Badlands, Beatles, Blackfoot, Boomtown Rats, David Bowie, Blue Oyster Cult, Entombed, Faith No More, Iron Maiden, Judas Priest, King Crimson, Lynyrd Skynyrd, Metallica, Moxie, Pink Floyd, Quartz, Queensryche, Replacements, Rush, Saxon, Scorpions, Sepultura, Sex Pistols, Soul Asylum, Testament, Triumph, Tigers of Pantang and ZZ Top. I'm surprised. I figured there'd be a cover on the first ZZ Top. No, there isn't. Pretty interesting. So there you go. Maybe that's an episode there. Maybe we can look at these debut albums without covers. I don't know. Probably not. I've actually got two or three good ideas. And like I say, Mick Phelan's done some good research on some of these other ones. So I'm kind of excited to see what the next episode's going to be. But anyways, if you like this show and want to support future episodes, please go to ko-fi.com/martinpopoff. Hit that red support button. Buy me a coffee or a pint. I'd like to thank this week Joe Becht, Andy at Black Sugar Transmission, Lee Fordham, Simon Hall, Jace Music, Jamie Laszlo. Go check out the review crew. This is the show that Jamie is hosting on Sea of Tranquility, so no Pete. They've done a couple episodes so far, and really cool. He's hosting that, and plus he's got his Let's Get Physical Facebook group. Also want to thank Dennis Maney, Shannon Mahaffey. We had a nice conversation. I haven't talked to Shannon for a while, but he was asking all about this Kingdom Come drum part, wondering if it came from Nine Inch Nails. They had some good smart things to say about Kingdom Come. That was very cool. Augustine Garcia de Pretty, Steve Polari, Brian Sager, and William Walker. New in the book department at martinpopoff.com. Just got in the Thin Lizzy panel book, Honesty is No Excuse, Thin Lizzy on Record, and just last week was Robert Plant, album by album. So you can check those out at martinpopoff.com. I signed them, shipped them out. There's PayPal buttons there. We've got the Bluish Cult one in that series as well, and the Cure one. But the Thin Lizzy one is really cool. Learned a lot of cool things talking to this panel. I'm working on a few other of these as well. But there you go. Go play some Black and Blue action. There's your homework for today. Black and Blue action.
Find all of our shows, notes, social, and links at www.pantheonpodcast.com or wherever you listen to great podcasts. All songs can be found for purchase on iTunes, Spotify, or Google Play. Please purchase these great and important tracks. Find us on Facebook at The RNRAP. We are on Instagram at RNR Archaeology. Tweet us at R&R Archaeology.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.